1M. Listen to the following story. Choose exercise A or B.
Painting the Last Supper. There's an old story about Leonardo da Vinci's famous mural, The Last Supper. He was living in Milan at the time and needed models for the 13 figures he was going to paint, Jesus and his 12 disciples sitting around a long table in an upstairs room. Da Vinci was looking for men who had just the right kind of face to express the particular character of each disciple. One Sunday, while Da Vinci was at the cathedral for Mass, he saw a young man in the choir whose face was exactly as he imagined Jesus must have looked. His expression radiated love, tenderness, innocence, compassion, and kindness. Immediately, Da Vinci made arrangements for the 19-year-old Pietro Bandinelli to sit as the model for the Lord Jesus. Jesus was the first figure to be painted. Then, as the years went by, more and more figures were added. Slowly, the masterpiece began to take shape. Then came a problem. As the painting neared completion, one space remained. Da Vinci just couldn't find the right face to represent Judas Iscariot. He looked at thousands of men, but Judas, the man who sold Jesus to his enemies for 30 pieces of silver, eluded him. Da Vinci was looking for someone whose features were marked by greed, deceit, and cunning, the kind of man who would betray his best friend. 7 years after starting the picture, he was still looking. Then, word came from Rome that a man had been found, someone whose appearance fully met Da Vinci's requirements. He was a prisoner, sentenced to die for a life of crime and murder. Da Vinci made the trip to Rome at once and saw the man led out of the dungeon and into the sunlight. Da Vinci was delighted. Here was a man whose face clearly showed a life of viciousness and ruin. At last, the painter had found his model for Judas. The king gave Da Vinci special permission to take the prisoner to Milan, where the mural was being painted. Week after week he sat for Da Vinci, while the artist feverishly tried to capture the wickedness he saw in his face. As he painted the final brushstroke, Da Vinci turned to the guards.
"I've finished," he said. "You may take the prisoner away."
But the prisoner wouldn't go quietly. He broke loose from the guards and rushed up to Da Vinci.
"Look at me," he said. "Don't you know who I am?"
Da Vinci scrutinized the man and shook his head.
"No," he replied. "I've never seen you in my life, not until you were led out of that prison cell in Rome."
The prisoner sank to his knees and began to cry.
"Oh, God, have I fallen so low?"
Raising his tear-stained face to the painter, he said,
"Leonardo da Vinci, take another look. I am the same man you painted just 7 years ago as the figure of Christ."